Over the course of his 13-year killing spree, Jeffrey Dahmer murdered 17 people after drugging them, mutilating their bodies, or in some cases, ingesting their organs. But do you know the infamous apartment number to his gruesome Wisconsin home? Welcome to Killer Knowledge, the daily true crime trivia show. I'm Carter Roy. It's time to play along with your friends, family, or fellow true crime fans. You'll have the chance to answer 5 trivia questions with 6 seconds to make your guess. Let's play Killer Knowledge.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're a real true crime fan, you know Jeffrey Dahmer's disturbing behavior started very early in life. As a child, he used to play with a bucket of objects, which his parents jokingly referred to as Jeffrey's fiddlesticks. Question number 1. What was the bucket full of that they called his fiddlesticks? A. Animal bones. B. Fake human fingers. C. Chicken feet. The correct answer is A. Young Jeffrey Dahmer was very obsessed with animal bones and liked the sound of them knocking together. As a teenager, Dahmer continued his concerning habits and consistently partook in vices such as alcohol, usually drinking while in school. It was actually just weeks after graduating high school that Dahmer murdered for the first time. His victim was 18-year-old Stephen Hicks. Question number 2. How did Dahmer meet Hicks? A. In school. B. At a bar. C. Hitchhiking. The correct answer is C. Hitchhiking. Hicks left his place in Northeast Ohio, planning to hitchhike to a rock concert. Instead, he was picked up by Dahmer and never made it to nearby Chippewa Lake Park, where the concert was to be held. Prior to becoming a full-fledged serial killer, Dahmer began drugging young men before sexual encounters. His move was to offer them money to take explicit pictures of them, but then drug them with sleeping pills. Murder was the eventual next step. Question number 3. What was Jeffrey Dahmer's primary method of killing? A. Stabbing. B. Strangulation. C. Head trauma. The correct answer is B. He would strangle his victims, afterwards partaking in necrophilia. With his 5th victim, he began preserving body parts. At some point after that, he started eating pieces of them. The odor of the dead became noticeable after Dahmer committed several murders. So, when neighbors and his landlord complained, Dahmer put the blame on a household pet. Question number 4. What household pet did Dahmer blame for foul odors coming from his apartment? A. Cats. B. Fish. C. Turtles. The correct answer is B. He blamed the smell on the recent death of his pet fish. Or he'd sometimes say it was from a broken freezer causing the food to spoil. Jeffrey Dahmer's downfall came from the man that could have been his 18th victim, Tracy Edwards. Dahmer convinced Edwards to come back to his apartment to take explicit photos. But once Dahmer showed signs he might get violent, Edwards escaped, notified police, and led them to Dahmer's home. Question number 5, to end this episode, what was the apartment number where Dahmer lived and where police found multiple victims? A. Apartment 13. B. Apartment 113. C. Apartment 213. The correct answer is C. Dahmer lived in apartment 213 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There, police discovered a gruesome amount of body parts throughout the apartment. He was soon sent to prison on multiple murder charges, where he was killed by another inmate in 1994. To everyone listening, thank you for playing Killer Knowledge with us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. You can also listen to more episodes of Killer Knowledge and other Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Carter Roy. Join us again to find out if you can call yourself a true crime expert. Killer Knowledge was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, Gitu Mera, and Jonathan Ratliff. Sound designed by Kristen Acevedo. Killer Knowledge stars Carter Roy.